Alone is Jehovah, are the Most High over all the earth. Psalm 83. Brothers and sisters, Zeb, meaning wolf, who dies at the wine press, and the wine press is where the Lord comes back and hands out punishment to the wicked. His name means wolf, conveying the idea of a confederacy. And in this story, these tenfold nations that have taken counsel together with one consent, they are going to become like Zeb and Oreb. They're going to die in the same place. As we'll see, this is the beginning of the story of the ten horns of Revelation 17. This is where the ten kings, the confederacy that's going to rule for 1 hour with the beast, is illustrated in the story of Gideon. Revelation 17, 12 to 14 says this, "And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." Revelation 17, 12 through 14. These ten kings in Revelation 17 have one mind. The ten kings in Psalm 83 come together in one consent. Same theme here, this coming into unity. Now, Sister White comments on this in Selected Messages, Book 2, Book 3, page 392. "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." These have one mind. There will be a universal bond of union, one great harmony, a confederacy of Satan's forces, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Thus is manifested the same arbitrary, oppressive power against religious liberty, freedom to worship God according to the dictates of conscience, as was manifested by the papacy when in the past it persecuted those who dared to refuse to conform with the religious rites and ceremonies of Romanists. Brothers and sisters, Sister White, when commenting on the ten kings of Revelation 17, says that it's identifying a universal bond of union. And if you look at what is symbolized and represented in the story of Gideon, you will recognize that this is the day of the Lord that is being illustrated in the story of Gideon. Gideon is representing the role that God's people play during the day of the Lord. But the day of the Lord, brothers and sisters, it is not